This next story is about traveling backwards. Literally. Amtrak is planning to introduce a new seating arrangement on all its trains in the Northeast Corridor, so you can choose a seat facing forward no matter which direction the train is moving. Have questions? Well, just sit back, relax, and listen to our transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan. He's on Skype. Seth, welcome.
Good to be here, Peter.
I hope you're facing forward for this call, first of
all. Oh, absolutely. We can get into that.
Amtrak says this new mix of forward-facing and rear-facing seats will be more efficient. Help us understand this and why it matters which direction your seat is pointing.
Well, right now, especially when you're in the Northeast, with a few exceptions, you're usually facing forward. You have those seats at one end of the train or the other, where it's, you know, for a family, everybody can face each other. And when the train gets to its destination, the conductors run through and flip the seats so that most of them are facing forward when the train goes the other way. And that's going to change. Yeah, the seats are going to be in one place, and half of them are going to face forward and half of them are going to face backward. And Amtrak says that's going to make it easier to turn the trains around. Less time in the station, more time on the rails carrying fare-paying passengers.
Oh, because they won't have to go around and flip the seats.
Exactly.
I see.
They're betting.
Personally, I do not like a seat that faces backwards on a train. I guess that's a common problem for passengers. How will Amtrak deal with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't met very many people, Peter, who say they prefer to face backwards. But I guess what Amtrak is betting here is that there are enough people who just don't care. And surely there are those people. I know when I travel with my family, I'm the one who cares. And so if we're facing each other, you know, I get to face forward and nobody else seems to care as much as I do. And so they're betting that the efficiency, that they're just not going to have to keep trains and stations as long, will be fine. And people who really care about facing forward will just make sure that they get to do that.
I'm thinking about airplanes, because airlines have also been playing around with the seating configurations. Not that I get to enjoy it very much in business class or ever, but does this matter as much on a plane as it does on a train?
Yeah, it does. You know, you can, it doesn't. I mean, so planes always sort of fly the same direction, right? So you wouldn't have that same benefit of like the plane backing into an airport and then pulling out that you have with a train. But with business class, which you mentioned especially, yeah, airlines have figured out that they can get a few more seats in, or maybe more comfortable seats, if half of them face backwards. And over the years, they've gone back and forth. British Airways was an early one many years ago to have some backward facing seats. A lot of passengers didn't like them. But we see some airlines that are rather well-regarded today. All Nippon is one in Japan that have some back-facing seats. Qatar Airways, too, have some backward-facing seats.
Interesting. Back on the ground with Amtrak, the changes are going to roll out over time. But I understand the next generation of Amtrak Acela trains will definitely have these forward and rear-facing seats. What else can you tell us about this new fleet of trains for Amtrak?
Well, they are more efficient. So, I mean, they're more environmentally friendly. They burn less fuel, that sort of thing. They'll have more of the modern amenities that you would expect, USB ports to charge your devices, that sort of thing. Although there will be a little less legroom and a little less recline. So a trade-off there. But yeah, if you want a forward-facing seat, just run on the train quickly and grab one for yourself. Or book business class.
No kidding.
You can reserve in advance, but you and I aren't doing that.
Makes me kind of sick to my stomach to think about that. Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst for Here and Now. Thanks very much.
You got it, Peter. Thank you.